This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Mitt Romney released his 2011 tax returns yesterday after months of pressure. And this week, President Obama and his opponent sparred over remarks secretly recorded at a recent Romney fundraiser. Mr. Romney was in Nevada again yesterday. Both candidates have spent a lot of time in that battleground state. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne talked to voters in Reno.
The battle for Nevada will likely be settled in Washoe County, which is home to Reno. Last night at dinner time, a pub specializing in craft beers in the city was starting to fill up. 50-year-old Lauren Hall sat at the bar with his brother and some friends.
My opinion is that I will vote for anybody but Obama, and in that case, I would vote for Romney.
Hall also says he knows Romney's campaign has been struggling a bit to stay on message. As for that video from last May, but which just surfaced this week, showing him making disparaging remarks about Obama supporters and about the 47% of Americans who don't pay federal taxes, Hall says this.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I don't pay attention to the nuts and bolts and the daily mudslinging, if you will.
Also at the craft beer place was 38-year-old middle school teacher Claire Hettinger. She's an Obama backer. I asked her about the Romney tape and the part where Romney says of Obama supporters and of those who don't pay federal taxes, quote, "My job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives," end quote.
That was very offensive, because no matter who you vote for, isn't your president, and that candidate should serve everybody regardless, and to say that was just offensive to somebody who would vote for Obama.
In a park across town, it was time for an event called Food Truck Friday. A local musician plays as people line up at the row of trucks selling ethnic, American, and other foods. Pat and Jenny Herz are here. He's 61, a retired physician. She's 56, a retired lab tech. She describes herself as a registered Republican, but who's more of an independent. She voted for President Obama 4 years ago. This year, she says she's not yet made up her mind.
I have not. I don't want to cast a none-of-the-above vote and waste my vote, so I will make a decision one way or the other. Mitt Romney scares the daylights out of me with some of his policies for women's health, but I'm not real enamored with Obama at this point either.
She said she does give Romney some credit, though, for not backing down from what he said on that tape. Her husband describes himself as a Republican turned independent. Here's his take on the Romney fundraiser statement.
Well, I think that was one of the most incredibly stupid things that he could have done any time during the election, is come out on tape and get caught saying what he was saying.
He then adds,
"But my Republican roots, I have to empathize with what he said. There's too many people on the public dole, and I know some of them, and it irritates me to no end."
But hers is not so understanding of Romney's refusal to make public 10 years' worth of full tax returns. Romney has released his 2010 taxes and just yesterday his 2011 returns, plus a statement by his accounting firm that he's never paid less than 13.7% of his income in federal taxes going back to 1990. Hers says that's not good enough. Polls in Nevada give President Obama a lead, but just by 2 or 3 points. It's an area where the president is seen as having a significant edge. Meanwhile, political analysts say Romney needs to get back on message and more if he wants to overcome that. Don Gagne, NPR News, Reno.